This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran has released a Chinese-American Princeton University scholar in exchange for a U.S.-held Iranian scientist. 38-year-old Shiwei Wang had been held by Tehran since 2016 and was given a 10-year prison sentence on charges of espionage. He was met in Zurich today by the special U.S. representative for Iran, Brian Hook. That is where the swap took place. Wang was exchanged for Masoud Soleimani, arrested in Chicago last year for violating American trade sanctions against Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump in a statement says, quote, "We thank our Swiss partners for their assistance in negotiating Mr. Wang's release with Iran." A question prompted by all this, does it mark a potential thaw in relations between Tehran and Washington after months of rising tensions? Investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. Navy base in Florida on Friday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who was an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Several bushfires in Australia have widened to form a huge megablaze that is burning out of control north of Sydney, and authorities are warning they cannot contain the fire until weather conditions ease. Spot fires have raged every day for the past 3 months in much of eastern Australia due to a long drought. More news at voanews.com from Washington.